Master, give a blessing. Blessed be our God, always, now, and forever and ever.
Hear, O Lord, my prayer. Seigneur en tout temps. Je vous le répète, réjouissez-vous. Que votre bienveillance soit connue de tous les hommes. Le Seigneur est proche. N'entretenez aucun souci, mais en toutes circonstances, exposez vos requêtes à Dieu, recourant à la prière et l'oraison dans l'action des grâces. Alors la paix de Dieu, qui surpasse tout esprit, rendra sur sa garde vos cœurs et vos pensées dans le Christ Jésus. En conclusion, mes frères, tout ce qu'il y a de vrai et de noble, tout ce qu'il y a de juste et de pur, tout ce qui est digne d'être aimé et d'être honoré, tout ce qui s'appelle vertu et qui mérite des éloges, voilà ce dont il faut vous préoccuper. Ce que vous avez appris et reçu, ce que vous avez vu et entendu de moi, mettez-le en pratique. Alors, le Dieu de la paix sera avec vous.
Wisdom, let us be attentive.
Alleluia. speak before the dismissal, but I have a very important announcement. We have never done this in the 20-odd years that we've been here. We've never actually taken a collection during a Sheptytsky Institute service. We're going to do this. I've asked Walter Bielehus, where are you, Walter? Well, he was here. Okay, Walter. Walter has the tatsa. You need to realize that $10 is the equivalent of more than a week's worth of pension in Ukraine today. Many of us carry around $50 bills. If you have a 50, you want to do something really good, put a $50 bill in the tatsa, and it's the least we could do to help his beatitude as he returns to Ukraine.
Have mercy on us, O God, in the greatness of your compassion. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy.
We also pray for our most holy universal Pontiff Francis, Pope of Rome, for our most blessed Patriarch, Sviatoslav, our most reverend Metropolitan Lawrence, our God-loving Bishop Stephen, for those who serve and have served in this holy church, for our spiritual fathers, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for our nation under God, for our government, and for all the military. Upon your servants who are working for the beatification of Metropolitan Andre, and hear our prayers offered in faith. For you yourself said, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and ask and you shall receive. Because of this, although we are unworthy of your gifts, we trust in your mercy. Grant your blessings to these your servants, fulfill their good intentions, preserve them for the rest of their days in peace and health. Hasten to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Look down upon your servants who fall before you with faith, O Lord, and hear their prayers. Bless their good intentions, that they might successfully and quickly complete their work, overcoming all obstacles for the glory of your name. We pray you, Almighty King, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, that they might be preserved from further harm during this time of crisis. Lord, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for the people here present who await your great and bountiful mercies, for those who have been kind to us, and for all Orthodox Christians.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Son and Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever.
Amen.
Before we invite His Beatitude to speak to us, Father Andri is holding in his hand a prayer card, which we've tried to distribute to people here with the hopes that they will pray that prayer for the beatification of Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky. Father Andri is the founder of this institute, is certainly the appropriate person to read that prayer. Now, please follow along in your hearts, and certainly please repeat this prayer every day.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, you always reward your faithful servants, not only with special gifts of your love, but also with the eternal reward of the saints in heaven. And in many cases, you grant them the recognition of sanctity by your church here on earth. we humbly pray, grant that your faithful servant, Metropolitan André, be numbered among the saints. Throughout his just life, full of suffering and trials, he was a good shepherd for his flock and a great laborer for Christian unity. And through his beatification and intercession, grant our entire people the great gift of unity and love, both now and forever and ever.
I ask his beatitude to speak to us. The bishop on the throne there is not there because we want him out of the way. It's because that is his throne. Bishop Stephen is the bishop of this place. And all year long, Vladeko, we pray for you. We look at that throne. We imagine your presence in our midst. You are the liaison between our Ukrainian Catholic bishops under whose aegis we operate and the Institute. And we greet you in the place that is proper only to you, your grace. So we welcome you. And I just noticed about 3 minutes ago that we have another bishop here, Bishop John Pezak, who is the ordinary for the Slovak Byzantine Catholic Eparchy of Canada. My Slovak is really poor, but I don't think your Slovak is much better. So I think it is. I know it has improved amazingly. I think they say vitame in Slovak. Anyway, we're really happy to have you. And without further ado, your beatitude, if we may hear your words of encouragement and wisdom.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
The Christ is resuscité. Christos voskres.
Christos voskres.
In the end, I'll say Christos anes. This is my pleasure to be with you this morning and to pray God for all gifts that we need from Him, especially peace in Ukraine and wisdom for students and professors on the Metropolitan Energetics Institute. As you know, Christ Himself summarized all His teaching, all His commandment in two. You shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second, a similar one. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. We Christians, we supposed not only to obey to those commandments, but to live in that God's love. Because God Himself is love. And who know God, supposed to love Him. And who really love God can discover Him. Love is a unique methodology to theologize, to know Him. But my question is, we do understand well what does it mean to love God with all our heart, with all our inner life, all our person, or our being supposed to be open and united with Him. We know what it means to love God with all our soul. Soul means our vital energies, which we're supposed to implement in order to reveal Him to the world. But let's meditate in this day, what does it mean to love Him with all our mind? I think this is a very important question for those who are studying, especially studying theology. Our God revealed Himself to the human race. He wants to be known, but also He knows us. And in order to fulfill His commandment of love, to love Him with all our mind. He is calling us, each of us, to rediscover His grace and His truth. Because a Christian faith is proclaiming something which is really truth. There are so many spiritualities around us. So many imaginations about the spiritual life. But without the Holy Spirit, which is God Himself, a spirit of love, there is no spirituality. It is why only Christian life filled with the Holy Spirit could announce to the today's people, society, who are seeking for Him, who that God is. But in order to love God with all our mind, we receive the commandment, right and duty, to have a possibility to study. I experienced that in the underground church in Ukraine, where it was impossible to study theology. We were thirsty to receive a book about God. It was really life-giving experience to open the catechism. I remember my feeling when I, for the first time, received my hands Holy Scripture. My heart was beating so quickly that I could remember this very moment even today. But to know God and love Him with all our mind as a right and duty to study systematically. Not only by the way. Great Pope Benedict XVI noticed that in today's world where are so many possibilities to get an information, there is increasing ignorance of the fundamental issues of the Christian faith. It is why it is great duty and I would say even right to create enough possibilities to everybody to study theology. And I think, and I'm convinced, that Andrew Sheptytsky Institute, this is a right place where everybody can fulfill that commandment to love God with all his mind. We have here unique and well-trained theologians who are able not only to open to you those doors of the divine, invisible, spiritual world, to introduce you in this path of mystagogy, to the intimate relationship with God, but also they are trained enough in order to explain what are you experiencing when you are praying and having that personal relationship of love with Almighty God. So it is why I'm here in order to support that institute, to show how unique and important it is, not only for the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, not only for the St. Paul University, not only for all Eastern Christians, Catholic and Orthodox, not only for all Christians, Western and Eastern, but for whole Church of Christ. The next year in our church will be a year of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky. Because you know that 1st of November will commemorate 70 years of his passing away. On the next year, we'll celebrate 150 years of his birth. So, let in that time looking on his life, on his wisdom, let us learn what does it mean to love God with all our mind according to the mind of the Metropolitan Andrew Szeptycki. And may risen Lord, who is today in this malevolent present among us, be our inspiration, be the source of our hope that that institute will thrive. This is so important message that we receive today from Christ himself. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
He's for Mother of our venerable and godly fathers and of all the saints, will have mercy and save us, for he is good and loves mankind.
We are very tight on time, and so the Christos Voskres at the end is going to serve two functions. One, to conclude the service properly, but also, I suspect no less importantly, to wish Noha Yairita to our outgoing director, Father Alex Leshtruk, who is not just the outgoing director at this point, but also the proud father of a beautiful newborn baby girl, Osanna Serafima, and it's been quite the roller coaster ride during the last week. The baby was in intensive care. She's back home. But Father, please convey to Olenka our most sincere wishes. And so the Christos Voskres will serve a double function.
And it will also serve as a Mnoha Elita to our incoming acting director, Father Peter Galatz.
very important announcement. We invite all of you, but first and foremost, the students, to join us. You know where the big chapel is. Annette, you might have to just point people in that direction. There's an area that's set up for people to sit down, and we are going to stress that the students get the possibility just to pose questions. It's going to be a Q&A. We're limited in time because his beatitude has to go to the nunciature, but prepare your questions so that it's a lively discussion.
Christos
5 minutes, okay? So please,